black people are treated very much as the Vietnamese people or any other colonized people, because we're used, we're brutalized. The police in our community occupy our area, our community, as a foreign troop occupies territory. And the police are there not to, in our community, not to promote our welfare or for our security and our safety, but they're there to contain us, to brutalize us and murder us, because they have their orders to do so. And just as the soldiers in Vietnam have their orders to destroy the Vietnamese people.
And that is the voice of Huey P. Newton, co-founder and leader of the Black Panther Party. On this day in 1989, August the 22nd, Huey P. Newton was gunned down on the streets of Oakland by a member of the Black Guerrilla family. And Huey Newton, of course, leader of the radical revolutionary struggle in the 60s for the Black Panther Party, and went to prison. Became friends, as we talked about yesterday, with George Jackson when we celebrated, talked about the anniversary of his death as well. The Black Guerrilla family was founded as a group in unison with the Black Panther Party. Things began to fall apart and deteriorate in that world. And Huey Newton began to deteriorate personally and politically, spiraling down into the streets he once organized, became the streets he lived in. And the splits inside the Black Guerrilla family led to one Tyrone Robinson to take his life on this day in 1989. And so we remember that here on this day in history, August the 22nd, 1989. This is also today, much earlier in our history, in 1639, when we always look at what happened in America and the slave trade and look at what happened to Native people in this country. On this day in 1639 was the day that the British East India Company opened their move into what is now India, in a Madras India, what is now called Chennai. And it was on this day in 1639 that opening took place. That was also had to do with the enslavement of Indian people and more. It began this day in 1639. On this day in 1791, the revolution began in Saint-Dominique. In 1791, slaves revolted on Saint-Dominique, which led 12 years later to the victory for a nation called Haiti, the first independent African-American nation in the world, and the first, post-colonial period, and the first independent nation in Latin America. This was in 1831 that Nat Turner commenced his revolutionary acts in Southampton County, Virginia. On this day in 1867, Fisk University was founded. Let me just read how they began their university in 1867, on the heels of the end of slavery and the beginning of Reconstruction. This is a quote from the founding document of Fisk University. A dream of an educational institution that would be open to all regardless of race and that would measure itself by the highest standards, not of Negro education, but of American education at its best. And its first students ranged from the age 77 years old to 70 years old, most of them former slaves, formerly enslaved, who wanted to learn to read, write, Greek, Latin, math, history, opened their doors on this day. And alumni from there, John Hope Franklin, W.E.B. Du Bois, Wade McCree, Nikki Giovanni, I could go on. That was this day in history in 1867. On this day in 1966, this is when the United Farm Workers came into existence in California. And on this day in 1992, something we haven't talked about in a while in this program, was when the Ruby Ridge Siege took place and the snipers killed the wife of the man in that compound. This was a white separatist group in 1992. That this took place. And this is a day in 1996 that Bill Clinton signed the Welfare Reform Act, called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Act and Welfare Reform Act. Now, this act included things like if you have a drug felony, you can be kicked off of welfare, off of social services. If single mothers on welfare don't identify the father's child, they'll lose a quarter of their benefits. After 2 months, people can force people to do community service without pay. And some people look at this as progress. Some people looked at this as the further impoverishment of people in our country. That took place today in 1996. There's a great deal more on this day in history, August 22nd. Let me encourage you to go to steinershow.org. Check out the rest there. We'll be right back with my interview and conversation with Martin Luther King III on his visit to Ferguson.